Where in Simen Shenun Gimel Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, Ziz, Tahinu Dafa Bolet Min HaKosel L'Shus HaRabim. If you have a platform of some sort that is sticking out from a wall into a Rishus HaRabim, so you have a home, and it's Lamala Me'asar, it's higher than 10 from the ground, V'yesh Ba'al Arba Al Arba, and the platform that's sticking out is 4x4 Tfachim, V'chalon Habayis Pasuach Lo, and the window opens to it. So you have a window in your home, and you're able to open the window, and there's something there, like an area to place flowers or something like that, which extends off of the window, and it's 4x4 and it's 10 above the ground. Mishtamshon Alav, you're allowed to take things from your home and put it out from the window into the home. If there were two platforms, one above the other, they belong to two different people, even if they're both higher than 10 from the ground, if the higher one is 4x4, you're not allowed to use it, because since it's considered to be its own domain, and the one below it is its own domain, they prohibit each other. If neither one is 4x4, so then you're allowed to use it. If the lower one was 4 but the higher one wasn't, so you could use the area that's right next to the window, but not any other part of it. The Mishnah Berurah explains that if it's directly next to the windows, then obviously it's going to be permissible because it has the status of Chor Rishos HaYachid, which is like Rishos HaYachid. But even if it's extended very far from the window, it's still Mutter because as long as it's above 10, it has the status of a Makom Ptur. Again, it has to be above 10 because if it's below 10, then it's an area where people in the Shas HaRabim would use it, and that would be problematic. Simen Siv Gimel, Kol Ziz Hayotze Alav Rishus HaRabim Shemutter L'Shtamish Alav. Any platform that is sticking out into the Avir Rishus HaRabim that you're allowed to use, Kishu Mishtamish Bo, when you use it, Einos Nen Alav, Einot Lomimeno, Elek Licher, Zuzuchuchitz, Vayotze Behem, Shemipi Rishus HaRabim Yishavu. You can only use those things which, if it would fall off, it would break, as we saw earlier. Aval Shar Kalem Asurim Shem Yiv Rishus HaRabim Yivim, but all other things you wouldn't be allowed to use, because there's a concern that maybe it'll fall off, and then down into the Rishus HaRabim, and you'll go get it, which will be a problem of carrying in Rishus HaRabim. The Rama adds a davka zizuchayotze bo, avulmu davar rachav kagag, shemishdamish omid sham ima kli, mutter lishdamish chola kelim. This is only talking about a small platform, something like that, which stretches out. But if it's a, which you just reach out onto and take it into your home. But if it's a large area, like a roof or something like that, or a merpeset or something like that, where you actually go out, onto that area holding the object. It's not that you put the object out there and there's a concern it'll fall. You actually go out into the object with the object and stand there, so then that's going to be a mutter. Vimhaya ziz echad levado yotze lover karmelis. If there's just one ziz sticking out from a window above a karmelis, kol shu gavo asar la olam mutter. If it's above 10, then it's going to be mutter. Bein racham, bein katzar, no matter how big it is. Afilu kelim she'im ishtavim shel gazur b'karmelis, because as we said, we don't make exer in a karmelis that something might fall off, and you will end up in going to get it.